are listening to Beating Neuropathy and Chronic Pain with Dr. John Hayes, author of the bestseller, Beating Neuropathy, Taking Misery to Miracles in Just 5 Weeks. Here is Dr. John Hayes.
Hi, everybody. Good evening once again. This is Dr. John Hayes, and I would like to welcome everybody to tonight's edition of Beating Neuropathy Radio. And what we are going to do this evening is to spend some time talking about chemotherapy neuropathy. Now, for those of you who have been reading and following us online or at beatingneuropathy.com, you know that this will not be the first time we've spoken about chemotherapy neuropathy, but a lot has changed in terms of our understanding of what causes chemotherapy neuropathy as well as changes in the way we treat it. So what we will be doing tonight in a couple of upcoming articles is to update everyone on what we now know about chemotherapy neuropathy and what we can do to help you. But before we dive into the subject matter, what I'd like to do is just remind everybody who's new to our program. First of all, if you are new, we welcome you with open arms. You can talk to us all day long on Facebook by going to facebook.com/beatingneuropathy. And I also want to remind everybody that we do offer a free patient info kit by mail. We also order, actually, we also allow you to order or download a free patient ebook, and you can simply get both of those by going to the website neuropathydr, that's one word, neuropathydr.com, and you'll see the tab in the upper right-hand corner where you simply enter your name and email address. That'll take you to the following page where you can download your free ebook and also request that we send you an information kit by U.S. mail. So with that said, let's get tonight's show underway. You know, when we speak about chemotherapy neuropathy, we're talking about nerve damage that results from the from patients or people, of course, of all ages and groups having had some type of drug therapy. That's where the word chemotherapy comes from. And chemotherapy, of course, is commonly associated with cancer, but cancer is not the only time that patients undergo chemotherapy. For example, patients that suffer from autoimmune diseases, things like ankylosing spondylitis and rheumatoid arthritis, oftentimes will receive very powerful drugs. You know, powerful drugs by themselves are often a form of chemotherapy, especially when they're administered over a long period of time. And so what happens in these chemotherapy treatments is, first of all, the good news is that very often these medications are helpful, if not completely effective, at eliminating the underlying disease process or certainly helping the patient recover substantially or prolonging life at a minimum. But the side effect is oftentimes what patients will refer to as nerve damage or what your doctors will call neuropathy. Neuropathy results from a number of different conditions, and chemotherapy is one of the more common ones. The reason that some patients will develop chemotherapy and not others is primarily due to the medications. For example, it is commonly known that platinum-containing chemotherapy drugs for cancer, like cisplatin and other members of that family of chemotherapy drugs, can cause neuropathy. In fact, I know from my conversations with oncologists that tell me that they can virtually predict which patients will get neuropathy, and unfortunately for the oncologists, they view this as an unwanted side effect and they welcome anything that can be done to help their patients minimize the effect of chemotherapy damage, such as neuropathy, and then, of course, if neuropathy does set in, they certainly want to see all steps taken that will help patients recover and make progress from chemotherapy neuropathy. So how does chemotherapy actually damage the nerves? Well, in a number of different ways, but without getting too technical, there are a couple of theories and there are a couple of facts that are well known. First of all, we do know that certain drugs tend to target certain portions of the neurons or the nerve cells differently. For example, some chemotherapy drugs may target cancer cells, of course, but unfortunately, because nerve cells are highly sensitive, the nerve is attacked either at the cell body or at the axon. Now, these are two different locations on the neuron or the nerve cell, and the reason I'm mentioning that is that the type of neuropathy that you get is largely dependent upon which portion of the neuron or nerve cell is damaged and how extensively it is damaged. One unfortunate side effect from chemotherapy is that sometimes the neuropathy can be so devastating that chemotherapy needs to be shortened, either in intensity or duration. And that's not always good for cancer patients. What we do know is that if patients receive treatment for the neuropathy during chemotherapy, they may actually better be able to tolerate the chemotherapy and thus more effectively beat their underlying disease. So all of these things are particularly important to understand with regard to chemotherapy neuropathy. There are also some other times where we see patients develop peripheral neuropathy related to chemotherapy. For example, patients who also undergo hormone therapy or sometimes radiation therapy. We see compounding effects against the human body, and we see the effects of the damage from the medications escalated to the point these patients actually have worsening side effects. There are also some side effects from chemotherapy, some of which you may be familiar with. This includes nausea and hair loss, to name a couple of the more common ones. Now, if you have undergone chemotherapy yourself, or you know somebody, such as a loved one who has undergone chemotherapy, you have a better idea as to how life-disrupting it can be. But really what we want to talk about tonight is a little bit more about what it is, how it attacks the nerves, and first and foremost, what can be done about this. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in just a moment to talk more about chemotherapy neuropathy. You are listening to Beating Neuropathy Radio, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you one of the 20 million Americans suffering the misery of neuropathy? Many people just like you have discovered there is now very effective and affordable treatment for diabetic post-chemotherapy shingles and other type of neuropathy and chronic pain. The unique Neuropathy DR program was developed by Dr. John Hayes and is now being used by many doctors and physical therapists around the USA. There are lots of patient resources for you at neuropathydr.com. But the best news of all, now you can talk directly to Dr. John Hayes by calling 781-659-7989 24/7 and schedule a neuropathy analysis by phone or in person for yourself or a loved one free of charge. But hurry, you must act today. Don't forget, call right now, 781-659-7989. While neuropathy analysis slots are still open, that's 781-659-7989, 24/7.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. John Hayes. Welcome back to Beating Neuropathy Radio. In tonight's episode, we are addressing chemotherapy neuropathy, in particular talking about what we know about chemotherapy neuropathy and what can be done about it. Before the break, I mentioned a couple of opportunities that we do have for people that suffer from chemotherapy neuropathy or know people who have undergone chemotherapy and as a result have neuropathy. And I want to remind everybody that the phone numbers that we post during the show, you can call at any particular point in time from anywhere in the world 24/7. And what we will do is to refer you to one of our local treatment centers. For those of you who would also like to speak with my office personally, you are more than welcome to call. Remember, we are here to help you. One of the questions that we do get is, can I listen to Beating Neuropathy Radio from anywhere? And the answer is yes, because we live stream continuously through Blog Talk Radio, and then we also will put the recordings up at beatingneuropathy.com, and then they are also podcasted in through iTunes. So, yes, from anywhere in the world, you can listen to our broadcasts, and it's very gratifying. I'm actually looking at Facebook right now. We have a question regarding that from Gadir in Egypt, and this is very gratifying to hear our message being spread worldwide. So let's move on a little bit and talk a little bit more about chemotherapy neuropathy. You know, before the break, we spoke about who gets it and why. We spoke about certain chemotherapy drugs more than others targeting certain portions of the nerve or neuron. And this, of course, will determine which type of neuropathy you may get and how severe it will may be. Well, what are the symptoms? Well, the symptoms from chemotherapy neuropathy are very common, and they include things like tingling, numbness, and burning sensations, both in the hands and the feet. It could be pain along the course of the long nerves, most especially the legs. In most types of neuropathy, the feet are affected first because neuropathy usually targets the longest axons, meaning the longest or biggest nerves, if you will. So the feet are usually attacked first, especially the toes, and then the hands second. So pain along the course of these nerves is very common. Very often, especially in chemotherapy neuropathy, patients will notice that they have lost a sense of touch. And when we go to the examination room, what we find is very often chemotherapy neuropathy patients have lost the ability to feel vibration as well. Also, very commonly, there are changes in skin temperature. For example, it's very common to find chemotherapy neuropathy patients' extremities being very, very cold. Now, initially or early on, they may actually feel hot. And at some point in time in chemotherapy, we have actually seen patients' skin become very dry and flaky and almost scaly. These are reactions to the chemotherapy medication. Now, keep in mind, even though the chemotherapy medication is designed to target the cancer cells, let's say in the case of cancer, the sad fact is that, unfortunately, as effective as these drugs are now at killing cancer cells, too often they also affect nerve cells, and that's why neuropathy results. Now, one of the other things that we also see in patients that have chemotherapy neuropathy are the side effects that develop as an unintended consequence of the medications that are sometimes used to combat the chemotherapy for neuropathy or the chemotherapy neuropathy. For example, patients sometimes who undergo chemotherapy and develop neuropathy have horrific pain, and oftentimes the medications are administered to help with the pain. Unfortunately, sometimes these medications can actually interfere with the bowels, they can interfere with sleep. So it seems like we sometimes are piling side effect upon side effect, and patients are absolutely downright miserable. Well, as I said at the top of the hour, one of the good things is that very often now, patients can actually treat during chemotherapy with the permission of their oncologist with a special neurostimulator unit. And for those who would like more information about that, please contact us directly. Again, you can message us directly through Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/beatingneuropathy if you'd like more information about using a neurostimulator during chemotherapy. You can also take a look at our home care kit page, which is listed at neuropathydr.com, and that will give you an example of one type of neurostimulator that is commonly used for patients who are undergoing chemotherapy or patients that have post-chemotherapy neuropathy. Now, in the office, we treat patients with a lot more than neurostimulation. Those patients who come to us because of chemotherapy neuropathy are oftentimes treated with complementary nutrition. And complementary nutrition is administered not only by mouth, by tablet, but oftentimes after chemotherapy, there are some topical rubs or topical supplements that can be applied through the skin that can be very soothing and may actually help the nerves heal. But I want to caution you to not take this as a blanket recommendation. And the reason I say that is that some of these topical preparations contain vitamins that may actually interfere with your chemotherapy's intent of fighting cancer. So always, always, always make sure that you are administering anything, either orally or topically, with the full knowledge and consent of your oncologist or your physicians in charge. And this, of course, includes your neuropathy DR clinicians, because really this is the only way where we can be assured that you're getting the best possible treatment for you. You know, in the clinic, we also have several other things at our disposal. One of the most exciting things in the addition to things like neurostimulation, which we now do primarily with the NDGen family of medical devices, is the application of low-level light therapy or laser, sometimes called cold laser, and also LED or light-emitting diode therapy. Both of these, in combination or alone, depending upon the extent and the location of peripheral neuropathy, can be very helpful. We also find very commonly that these particular therapies are complementary to electrotherapy and can really help patients recover much faster from chemotherapy neuropathy. In fact, that leads me to my next point, and that is that helping patients with peripheral neuropathy is both a science and an art. And the best results come from treating with somebody who has the training and the expertise to do this. So before you ever submit yourself to treatment, you want to make sure that the clinician that you treat with has extensive experience, or at least the extensive training in dealing with your particular type of neuropathy. And you know, that is one of the things that we do, meaning our parent company, around the clock, is we train physicians and physical therapists around the world how to better manage patients with neuropathy. And unfortunately, chemotherapy neuropathy is one of the more common types of neuropathy that we see in our clinics. But again, we are here to help you. And the good news is that the application of the precise combination of these complementary therapies using the neuropathy DR protocol can bring significant relief from your peripheral neuropathy and put you back on the road to a fuller life. So you are listening once again to Beating Neuropathy Radio. We're going to take another short break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you or someone you love one of the 100 million Americans suffering the misery of chronic pain? Unfortunately, chronic pain patients suffer more than their share of tingling, burning, sleeplessness, and major life disruption. Well, now there is a very effective, affordable clinic and home co-treatment available for many forms of chronic, disabling pain. The unique Neuropathy DR program developed by Dr. John Hayes is now being used by doctors and physical therapists around the USA. You'll find more cancer and pain patient resources at neuropathydr.com. This is really good news. Talk directly to Dr. Hayes' Norwell office by calling 781-659-7989 24/7 and schedule a chronic pain analysis for yourself or a loved one for free. But hurry, you must act as these slots are limited. Dr. Hayes will personally help you decide if this approach may work for you, too. Call right now, 781-659-7989. That's 781-659-7989, 24/7.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. John Hayes. You are listening to Beating Neuropathy Radio, and tonight we are talking about chemotherapy neuropathy. You know, before the break, we spoke about the benefits of a combined treatment protocol and what that combined treatment protocol consists of and the very positive effects it can have on chemotherapy neuropathy. And the three things that we mentioned were, in combination, nutrition therapy, also electrostimulation or neurostimulation, as it's more commonly called, and then, of course, the application of LED and laser. But one of the things that I neglected to mention is another key component of the neuropathy DR treatment protocol are the applications of manual therapies. And these manual therapies include things like massage therapy, manipulation, spinal manipulation, joint manipulation, mobilization, etc. And the reason for this is that one of the things that we discovered very, very early on, and this has also been borne out at least in some limited studies, is that performing massage and manual therapies in patients that are suffering from peripheral neuropathy can be a great way to not only help to stimulate circulation and get blood flowing again, but also to get lymphatic fluids flowing again and get lymphatic fluids flowing in the right direction. And also, these therapies themselves are a form of stimulation that the nervous system responds to in kind. You know, one of the most fascinating things about treating patients with peripheral neuropathy from chemotherapy is that we've discovered that the peripheral nervous system is a lot more plastic than we ever imagined, or quite frankly, that the doctors my age were ever taught. Now, I've been in practice since 1981, and once upon a time, going back to school or going to school back in the 70s, we were taught that once the nerves are damaged, that's pretty much it, and there's not much that can be done. Well, it's still not uncommon for doctors to believe that that is the truth, and sometimes, unfortunately, it is the truth. And, you know, let's not mislead people here. There are cases that we can't help. But the bottom line is that what we have discovered since the year 2008, when we've been treating more, or since we've been treating more and more chemotherapy patients in our clinics around the country, is that patients are more responsive than we ever imagined, and some patients make really incredible recoveries. For those of you who want to read more about this, you can pick up a copy of my first book, which, by the way, is just about to be re-released in the second updated edition, and that book is called Beating Neuropathy, Taking Misery to Miracles in Just 5 Weeks. Well, in Beating Neuropathy, I spoke about what really spurned a second career for me, and that is the discovery that so many patients who suffer from chemotherapy neuropathy can make absolutely amazing recoveries. So I'm going to let you discover that on your own. We also speak about this in our patient ebook, and if you don't have your free patient ebook, you can get a copy very simply by going to neuropathydr.com. So let's continue. You know, we spoke early on about the necessity of working with somebody who has experience, and then I alluded to the fact that one of the key components of helping patients that suffer from chemotherapy neuropathy is manual therapy. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this. You know, manual therapy really is a term that encompasses things like manipulation, mobilization, and massage therapy. Now, unfortunately, the word manipulation sometimes has a very, very bad connotation. Manipulation simply means moving by hand. Unfortunately, some patients and doctors associate that with violent type maneuvers, which is never the case, especially in patients that suffer from peripheral neuropathy. I should also remind everybody that this is another reason you want to be working with a practitioner who has experience in treating peripheral neuropathy patients, because some of the more common manipulations employed by both physical therapists, chiropractors, and sometimes even physiatrists are inappropriate for the chemotherapy patient. But the bottom line is that what we know is that when we employ gentle manipulation and mobilization of the spine and the other joints, including the feet and the hands, and then we add, in addition, massage and the other therapy modalities, is that patients oftentimes can see a very, very dramatic improvement. Now, we have good evidence for this in the clinic because we know many of our chemotherapy patients do very well with the application of massage for the chemotherapy neuropathy, and there is at least one good study out there that does show that massage therapy can benefit chemotherapy patients. So that's something to be aware of. So yes, manual therapy is very, very important, and it really can have a whole range of very, very positive side effects, and intended side effects at that. So keep in mind that manual therapy, when it's properly applied, can have a very, very profound effect in recovery. Now, one of the things that I want to mention, and this is something I'm asked all the time. For example, I'll have a patient call me up and say, well, I went to massage therapy and I didn't get better, or I took these dietary supplements and I didn't get better, or I bought this neurostimulator unit from somebody online and I didn't get better. Well, here's the reason for that. As I said at the top of tonight's show, neuropathy, and chemotherapy neuropathy in particular, is a disorder that afflicts people differently, different people differently, in other words, because of where, meaning which part of the nervous system or which part of the neuron becomes afflicted. So depending upon what type of peripheral neuropathy you have or what type of chemotherapy you have, your response may very well be different than your neighbors or somebody else you may have spoken to in a support group that has also undergone chemotherapy. The other thing that we want to mention is that this ability to help patients who suffer from chemotherapy and indeed all forms of neuropathy is not only a science, but it's an art form. And what we do know is that patients have the best chance of recovery from any type of neuropathy when everything, and I mean absolutely everything that needs to be handled, is handled. This includes everything from dietary changes and simple things that we talk about all the time on Facebook and on Neuropathy DR, and that includes things like having a gluten-free and dairy-free diet, also emphasizing calorie control, portion control, carbohydrate control. All of these things have a tremendous degree of effect on the recovery from neuropathy, and most especially chemotherapy neuropathy. It's also imperative to understand that the art and the science comes at the hands of the clinician when he or she decides which therapy modality may be better for you. Is it neurostimulation? Is it laser? Is it LED? Is it a combination of all three of those? Are certain dietary supplements by mouth or applied to the skin going to be beneficial or not? All of these things are very, very important and very critical for you as the patient or the family member of a loved one to understand about chemotherapy neuropathy and recovering. Now, one of the last things I want to say is that with regard to nutrition, oftentimes patients who come to us after chemotherapy are debilitated, and this, of course, is to be expected. Unfortunately, right now, this will change over time, but right now, chemotherapy drugs have very, very devastating side effects. Now, of course, we do expect this to improve as the years go on. In fact, we're already starting to see signs of more targeted chemotherapy being much more effective than ever before. But the bottom line is that right now, these chemotherapy drugs are very, very powerful, and they have devastating effects on immune systems. Well, unfortunately, the immune system is going to need to be boosted, if you will, or strengthened once again following treatment of underlying illness such as cancer with chemotherapy. And good nutrition and working with somebody who has a powerful knowledge of nutrition during neuropathy recovery goes a long way towards helping patients recover and doing far, far better. So once again, one of the key takeaways and perhaps one of the most important things to remember out of tonight's program is that your pathway to recover from chemotherapy neuropathy is going to be to do everything you possibly can on your own, but also to work with a licensed healthcare provider who has been trained to provide you the most appropriate therapies or most appropriate combination therapies. And I'm going to leave you with one parting word, and this is something we're going to talk about much more on our next show, and that is the applications of neurostimulation in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. You know, neurostimulation has a very, very long history. It actually goes back thousands of years. It's quite interesting. We don't have time to discuss that tonight, but we will in the next show. And neurostimulation, when properly applied at the correct frequency, is very effective at helping nerve cells stimulate and possibly recover from chemotherapy neuropathy. When nerve stimulation is done at the wrong frequency or the wrong intensity, it can actually make neuropathy worse. Using some devices over others has significant benefits. However, one of the key things to understand is that even though we commonly prescribe home care units for patients who are unable to get to a clinic, more often than not, our home care treatment systems are prescribed for patients in clinic because our patients will use additional complementary neurostimulation outside of their clinic treatments, and this is one of the reasons that we have had such great success in treating patients with chemotherapy neuropathy. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure and an honor to be with you. Thank you for inviting me into your home this evening, and I look forward to seeing you on Facebook and Beating Neuropathy during the week, and also, most importantly, on our next show. Good night now.